Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And I'm so delighted to introduce you guys to someone who's a lash professional, Courtney Bueller from Sugar Lash Pro and Lash Pro Academy, the CEO and founder. Welcome, Courtney.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Lashes are one of my favorite topics, and I think they just so enhance the femininity and beauty of the face. And let's talk about your experience with lashes. What brought you into lashes, and what are you doing now?
Yeah, my journey with lashes, lash extensions, just lashes in general, has been 11 years now. I got into the industry as a single mom at 19, just wanting to start my own part-time business. And then that grew into opening up a salon. And then I decided to actually take that one step further and develop professional product and training for lash artists all over the world. So I'm like you, I love lashes. I love strip lashes. I love lash extensions. I love lash tinting. I love lash lifting. I don't think that there's a one service fits all for any woman, and everyone should be able to really customize, you know, what they want out of their lashes. So that's where we're at. And we have all of those services that we teach people all around the world to perform.
That is amazing. And you have so far trained people in 89 countries and something more than 50,000 lash artists and almost 5,000 lash pro students around the globe. So that is very impressive.
Mm-hmm. It's been a wild ride.
It's crazy. I think everyone, like a lot of people, have aspirations to start learning how to do lashes. What's your advice for someone who's new and wants to jump into this industry?
Yeah, I'm super passionate about the business side of it. I think that lots of people will come into the industry and want to learn a service, and then they don't really know how to translate that into a thriving career. And so we actually took another step and developed a whole program called Lash Pro Accelerator. And it's how to like develop your personal brand and how to develop a super cool lash menu and take a look at your market and how to be unique and create a unique experience. And so if there's someone that's wanting to get into the lash industry, first of all, it's an amazing industry to be in. Like, oh my goodness, there's so many new things happening all the time. But most importantly, don't just come into it and do what everyone else is doing. Find a way to be unique. Find a way to offer something that's going to be memorable for your clientele, and you are going to do very, very well.
That is so true. And I think people who are interested in a field, you really have to take time and research and learn the actual science of your field, because there is a science to growing lashes. So I like my patients to know the lash growth cycle is about 4 months, and any product or treatment that you do, like Latisse or any lash growth serums, are going to take about 4 months to show results. Uh-huh. And people always ask me, well, is it going to make my lashes fall out if I stop using it? And the answer is no. It's just kind of, they will start to fall out at their normal rate, but it doesn't accelerate the fallout, right?
Yep.
And then what advice do you have about people getting lash extensions and lash treatments repeatedly? Are you finding that they are losing their lashes and their roots are thinning, that it's bad for younger people to be on it chronically?
So it all depends on the responsibility of the lash extension provider. So we always teach that at no point does the health of the natural lash get compromised in a lash service. So yes, a client can show up and say, I want, you know, ultra black, mega volume lashes. And that's maybe possible if she has tree trunk lashes that are ultra long and thick and sturdy. But for the average person, that's not going to be the best service, and definitely not long term. So we always teach to use appropriate lengths and diameters for that client's natural lash base. And then, like you said, the lash cycle should totally just stay naturally, like how it is supposed to be. And the lash extensions will simply just kind of shed out with the natural lash when it wants to shed on its own. But if people have had damage before, it's just because there's been too much weight placed on the natural lash, whether that's too thick of an extension, too big of a volume fan, or too long, and it actually creates stress on the follicle and can cause premature shedding, which will in time cause thinning of the follicle. So that's what you see. So you just need to find a reputable provider who's going to take into account what your natural lashes can handle and put your lash health first.
And growth product like Latisse, With your extensions in the background, keep it going. And then when you remove your extensions, you'll have that nice boost of growth, like fertilizer for lashes. What should you tell your lash person when you go see them? If you are there, is
Totally.
there advice you need to let your lash person know, or do you give parameters, or you just kind of trust?
I mean, for me, we are really, really into lash styling for each individual face. So we actually have a whole program called Lash Style, and it teaches lash artists how to analyze a face. Like plastic surgeon, you can, get behind this is no one is perfectly symmetrical, obviously, but our job as beauty providers is to provide more symmetry and more balance to the face. So they might just come in and say, hey, I want a cat eye effect, but maybe that's not the best option for their face. And maybe there's actually a different styling we can do that will open up the eye a little bit more. So if you're going to someone who is, trained in that, then I think trust. And if you're going to someone who isn't trained in that, then having a reference point of like strip lashes you love or whatever is a good place to start. It doesn't always perfectly translate to lash extensions, but it's a good conversation starter, I think.
And were you self-taught, or how did you learn all of this things that you teach in the Lash Pro Academy?
So I took a really, really quick kind of half day course, and a lot of what I've learned has been trial and error over the years. But that's kind of what I've always been passionate about, is just optimizing everyone's beauty, like helping them create the way that they want to be perceived by the world, whether that's like super strong or super soft and feminine and flirty or whatever it is. And I think that lashes are so powerful, and able to do that. And then, there is that lifestyle factor that comes into it. Like we're not going to put a mega volume, crazy set of lashes on someone who's typically kind of, a wallflower that wants to not be the center of attention. But if it's a boss babe or a CEO, then we can go that full thing. And then there's people that don't even want the upkeep of lash extensions. And then lash lift is an absolutely perfect service for them. And yes, pair it with a growth serum or pair it with, even just a lash conditioner, and that can be a phenomenal service. So I am just like, whatever you want your lashes to be or your eyes to be framed by, then that's what a good lash artist should be able to do.
That's so true. And do you recommend lashes all the time or just for special events?
So when you're going to a reputable lash extension provider, you should be able to wear lash extensions consecutively for a decade or forever and never, ever,
And
ever have.
decade, really?
Yeah. When it's a responsible person who's putting appropriate weights and your shed cycle is, not affected at all by the lash extensions, then you can wear them indefinitely. In fact, we even see people's lash health improve because we don't have to scrub off mascara and pull and tug on them with lash curlers every day. All that they do when you're wearing lash extensions that are appropriate weights is you wake up in the morning, you're going to give them a nice cleanse, maybe put on a growth serum if you want to, but you don't need to. And then we see them actually improve because of the lack of like scrubbing and getting in on the follicles every night, which lots of people do every night, and it's quite traumatic on your natural lashes.
Oh, interesting. How interesting. I wanted to ask you also like advice about you're so busy with your business, traveling, Lash Pro Academy. How do you manage with your family, especially with having kids? Give working moms some tips for advice for managing it all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's always the golden question. And I definitely don't feel perfect by any means, but I've gotten to the point in my career now that I take them on, I would say at this point in my career, like every second trip that I go on, they come with me. We're kind of one of those crazy families that homeschools our kids, which is not accessible to everyone, but my husband does all of their schooling. And so we can kind of just haul them around the world with us, which has been such a blessing. But for the average person that maybe that's not, applicable to them, I would say work hard when you need to. Realize that that's a season. Let's say you're going to work hard for 10 days straight and you're going to feel like the worst mom. Take that breather, especially if you're owning your own business. Take, 2 extra days off on your weekend and take 4 days off and just really spend time with the kids and go away for the weekend or have something special that you're doing with your kids. And that was always the balance that I tried to find. I kind of tried to balance the memory making and compartmentalize that, whether we're going away on a trip or we're doing like a super fun activity, and make memories with them. And then I could go back to work and not feel as guilty. And those are the memories that they remember. So it might not be that I was consistently with them, you know, as much as I wanted to be, but when I was with them, I really, really made the most of it. And we were having tons of fun.
I agree, and I think kids learn a lot just from seeing the hard work you invest in your business, and they learn by example. So you have to show them what it takes to be successful and to do something you're passionate about. So more power to you. Well, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us about all your experience with lashes. Where can my clients find you and listeners if they're listening on your various handles?
Yeah, so on Instagram it is Sugar Lash Pro. And then it's the same on Facebook and Twitter. We're most active on Instagram for sure. And then, yeah, if you want to book a sugar lash service, we are with artists all over, so you can look in your area. And then Ulta Beauty actually just partnered with us, so there's going to be Sugar Lash Pro lifts and tints and plumps that are coming out right away. We're launching with them in the next few weeks here. They've all been trained up and they are ready to go.
That is so amazing. What a great opportunity for you guys to grow this year. I would love to have you come into the office and let's definitely chat. And if you're in LA, I would love you to come in and notice, come to our office, try a Botox treatment, try a Thermi treatment. Have you done anything injectable for your own face?
Oh my gosh, I live for medi spas and injectables and Botox. I am all about it. The more invasive, the better.
Perfect, because I'm a surgeon. I'm not a medi spa, but we could definitely do some fun stuff. So next time in your LA, you're definitely invited to come over and teach me all about lashes, and I would love to meet you in person.
That would be amazing. No, I will set it up. Thank you so much.
Well, great to talk to you, and everybody listening out there, put on your lashes because it improves your outlook in life and it gives you that va-va-voom, wouldn't you say? And don't forget to stay beautiful. That's it for now. Bye, beauties.